Oh, hello. I didn't hear you come in. You see, I was just indulging in my favorite pastime. Spelunking. Alone. In unexplored, lightless, godforsaken caverns at the very ends of the earth. I'm surprised to see you here, actually. It was no mean feat to get down this far, I'll tell you that. I've run through most of my tools and supplies, all my rations. I'm dangerously dehydrated and not entirely sure I can find my way back. Seriously, how did you get down here? You can cover me impressed. In any event, here we are. Dangling high above a yawning black chasm so cold and foreboding, it may in fact be the very mouth of hell. We are out of our element here, in this dark abyss of slippery rock and cold water. One misstep could spell the end. But if we keep our wits about us, we might just make it out alive. One of us may have to kill and eat the other, but I'm sure the other will understand. Unless, of course, we are not alone down here. We may both be on the menu for something far more desperate and cunning than we. These dark corners of the world may be untouched, unseen by humankind for millennia. Who knows what strange evolutionary throwback is king down here, evolved to survive in this harsh, unforgiving environment, evolved to hunt in the cold, dark depths. Anyway, not entirely sure that last piton is going to hold. But since you're here, why don't I entertain you with a story? A story of dark places and unknown apex predators. And it's called Bat Teeper!
I'm going to tell you where I live, Creepoid. And he's like, well, you're the one who called the taxi. I did you home. You don't tell me where you live. And I'm like, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Children to start raising somebody else's kids.
It's too loud in here. Way too loud. I'm trying to concentrate on the road.
Sorry, Miley.
Just, we can talk when we get there.
Or we could take turns talking so that it's not a cacophony of people trying to talk over each other like it just was.
It's actually better if you don't speak at all. It's safer.
Can we whisper?
Would you rather talk or arrive at our destination alive?
I think a combination of the two might be nice.
Do you want me to drive?
No, thanks. I want to live.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm a perfectly capable driver.
You burn.
Evan, you get distracted in your sleep.
No, I multitask in my sleep.
Don't talk to the driver while the car is in motion.
Does anybody have any gum or anything? Like gum specifically?
I wish. I wish somebody had gum for you.
Sorry, I got afternoon after the morning after the night before after the breath.
It's worse when you talk.
It's worse when you all talk.
I'll check the glove box.
What's a glove box?
It's a glove compartment.
Ah.
Presto.
Do you mean bingo?
Can you all allow me my idioms, please?
What's an idiom? Oh, never mind. Almost walked right into that one. Oh.
Here, shove some gum up in it.
Oh, thanks, dude. You're a breath saver. You're
Skylar, gum?
Breath saver.
Why? Do I have bad breath, too?
I don't know. Do you?
Why do you want me to have gum?
I'm just offering you some gum.
Okay, well, that's weird, but yeah, I'll have some.
Is there enough for me as well?
There's enough for everybody two times over.
There's still too much talking.
Miley, would you like some gum?
Not while I'm driving. Okay, nope, spit it out. Stop it, spit it out.
How about a little
How
music?
How about shut up?
What's that up on the road ahead?
A danger that I could have missed because of all the yammering.
Some kind of roadkill.
That is some serious roadkill.
What is it? An elephant?
Doesn't seem super likely.
It's a moose, dudes. Ah.
Yeah, that's a moose, all right.
What killed it?
Must have been hit by a truck.
Looks more like it was hit by a thresher or a combine or something.
Maybe.
Where's its head?
Good question.
Maybe whoever ran over it took its antlers as a trophy.
Huh. Well, it's extremely unsafe. We should call the police or something before somebody plows into it while distracted by their passengers.
Good idea. I'm not getting any reception.
Me neither.
Is anybody getting any reception?
I don't even have a phone, dude.
No.
Dead
nothing.
In the water.
I'm not getting anything either.
Okay, so just to be absolutely clear, none of us are getting any cell phone reception at all out here. So our phones are basically useless.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's just a shiny brick.
Yeah, I'd say a flashlight is the most useful thing about this phone.
I can't
now
even
you
insta
guys
this
know
right
how I feel.
Or I guess
all
it's a camera in case anything funny happens.
Basically, just
all right then. That's established.
Isolated.
I guess we should lift this thing off onto the side of the road at least so nobody runs into it.
Yeah, it would be the
same
thing
to
do.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, let's get out there and move that moose. Move the moose. Everybody, grab a leg. On three. One, two, three.
Okay. Okay, good. Put it down. Put it down. Stop.
Oh, man.
It's pretty cute, we thought. We could just lift this 1,200-pound moose carcass.
Let's just go around it. I'm done here. This is done.
Right-o.
Idea. Let's go.
Okay, all right.
These are the jokes when y'all are talking at the same time. Who's making the best mumble jokes?
Sex.
Moose.
This must be the place. Only building for miles and miles and miles.
What a shithole.
Oh, come on. It's rustic.
It's rusting.
It's quaint. I told you we'd be roughing it, gang. It'll be fun.
Is there even a toilet?
That's it over there.
They could have built an outhouse around it.
So much bitching. Let's see the inside before we write it off. Now, where's the key? Dude said it'd be under the cow skull.
Is that the key? Sticking out of the lock?
Looks like the last renters left in a hurry. Well, hold your breath.
What a shithole!
What do you want for 15 bucks a day, the Waldorf?
An intact floor would be nice.
But on the other hand, there's taxidermied squirrels. Huh?
This is my worst nightmare.
I thought your worst nightmare was being covered in ants.
This is my second worst nightmare.
I like it. Reminds me of my first apartment.
You mean the apartment you live in now?
Yeah, that one. We always have a good time there, right? Except that one time I got arrested.
No, that was a pretty good time, too.
Get your kid!
No! Oh, fuck you, dude.
All right, not with this screaming already.
Sorry, you just startled us.
I startled you. You startled me. Kids, kids.
Okay, we're almost 30.
Who is Melia? Me? Melia.
It's Miley.
Mania.
Miley.
Mana. Mania.
Yep. And you are Mr. Robot Nikes?
Robotnikos.
Well, thanks for renting us your cabin for the weekend. Gonna be fun, I guess?
No fun. Not for fun. It's for sleeping and sitting. No fun. Last kids in here make a big mess. Drop on the windows. Toot on the floor. Toot bite on the floor. No more. No more fun. No jokes. No pranking. No toot bite. All those kids. Kids. Blood everywhere.
Did you say blood?
Did I stutter? Blood. Did I stutter? Yes. Blood. Blood. Toot bite. No more fun.
Okay. Got it. No fun.
No more fun. No pranks.
I'm on board with that.
No more fun. No pranks.
Got it.
Sign on this.
Where?
Here, on the paper. You sign this, now everybody sign. You all sign. Everyone sign. Everyone is liable.
Where are you from, exactly?
Calgary. None of your business. Okay, now you sign this means no fun, no pranks.
We'll treat the place like it was our own.
No, treat like my place. I work hard 4 days to build this.
You can see the effort.
Okay, I go now. You sit and you be quiet. You be quiet. I am watching you. Literally.
Literally?
Literally. Kids.
He's a bundle of yucks.
Well, let's not trash the place. That guy will definitely litigate.
Hun, for sure.
Is he actually literally going to be watching us? Because there are no walls around that toilet.
That sounds more like his problem than ours. Let's get this party started. Woo, yeah. Crack 'em open, kids. Yeah, party. Woo, woo, party. Woo, 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 yeah. Chug. Yeah!
Does anybody want a beer? Or?
This isn't going to be another beer-soaked party weekend, is it?
Yes, of course it is. That's the point.
A last kick at your lost youth?
Something like that.
I don't know why I expect better of you, Evan.
When did you become a statue?
I think the word you're looking for is adult.
Actually, the word I'm looking for is stick in the mud. Heavily hyphenated.
Really? And is that worse than arrested adolescent?
It is when we're at a weekend getaway in the woods with our friends.
Are you guys gonna fight like old married people all weekend while I'm trapped here with you? Because that's like my third worst nightmare.
Yeah? I could bump it up to your worst nightmare if you like.
Oh, sounds like somebody's on the warpath.
Keep censoring yourself, Forbes.
Guys, come That's on. Good. We're here to have fun, so let's have fun. Forbes, beer me.
All right,
break out
my
the
man.
Beers.
Okay.
Brewskis all around.
Okay. But you have to call them beers.
Brewskis all around.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Huzzah. My people.
To a safe and pleasant weekend in the woods.
Yeah.
Fun.
Cheers.
Give me fun.
Are there any games or anything?
Well, let's see what's kicking around. What do we got here?
Something civilized, please.
They're all in a different language. We got Horse Becky Des Bronderbund, Zabba Zabba Glorkensvelt, Danzig der Mordorhaus. Oh, there's Mastermind.
No.
Okay. Spitzentime. Looks like this one has instructions in English.
Bingo.
Oh my god, not bingo.
Everybody gather around, because it's Spritzentime.
Yay.
Shut up.
Cannot
come on.
Wait.
Yay.
Next to be turned from third person on left is to be rake up three cards for saving.
Which cards? Which cards?
The blue ones, I think.
When do we use the green ones?
Soon, I imagine. One person is roll the cube. If is uneven, don't panic. Never anyone move.
Okay. It's uneven.
I guess... Never anyone move? If uneven, discover what player has money the most.
Everybody count your money.
Which is the money?
I think it's the bundles of straw.
Who is winning right now?
I don't think we've officially started yet.
This game is making everybody feel stupid.
If you are player with most money, lift up and shout, Yerboska.
I'm out.
This is worse than that time we tried to rehearse a play.
I really enjoyed.
I didn't expect that they would be so comfortable. I was into the leggings, I guess. That was about the only thing that I was into about that whole experience, to be honest.
Did everybody just hear something land on the roof and then skitter to the edge and then fly off again?
I heard something.
Yeah, like a flapping of wings and then like awkward tromping across the roof and then like flying away?
I don't know, but I definitely heard something.
Yeah, I heard something too.
Yeah, like a bird or something on the roof?
A bird.
Something.
A bird.
Oh. Fuck, dude. What, you're afraid of birds now, too?
The window! There was something looking in the window.
What was it?
Something horrible.
A raccoon?
Horribler.
A skunk?
Horribler.
A gorilla?
Horribler.
The landlord?
Horribler.
I'll check it out. I gotta take a leak anyway.
No, Forbes, don't go out there.
I ain't afraid of no landlord. You know how many times I've been evicted? That's just like Wednesday for me. Ugh. Jesus. Toilet, but it's like an extra 20 feet. Looks like you're the winner, Mr. Tree. That's the stuff right there. Oh, a man in his natural environment. Mr. Tree, I appreciate your quiet dignity through this. Man, I drank too much water. What was that? Quiet down up there, raccoons. What the hell was that? Oh my god, no! No! Oh my god, this is like my fifth worst nightmare. Help! Help!
Help!
Forbes!
Forbes, where are you? What's wrong?
Forbes!
Did you get your willy caught in your zipper?
I wish! This is way worse!
Look, up in the tree.
How the fuck did it get way up there?
Forbes, what are you doing?
Something got me.
Is it raining?
Oh, Jesus. It's blood. It's Forbes' blood. Something's ripping into him up there.
Forbes!
It's so uncomfortable.
Somebody do something!
What? What are we supposed to do?
Let him go!
Forbes, fight it!
Oh, I'm not drunk enough for this.
Forbes!
Oh, my God. I think he's dead.
Oh, my God.
Forbes.
Oh, my God.
Dude, help me.
Oh, my God. He's still alive.
Do something.
Like what?
You're 40 feet up in a tree.
Call the cops.
There's no service out
there. There's no service. I have, like,
no
bars.
No one has a signal.
You got no bars on my phone. None whatsoever.
We established that earlier. Come on.
Absolutely no bars.
I told you we should have rented that satellite phone.
We are miles and miles from anywhere. That was part of the point. Remember? We could not possibly be more isolated.
I think he's gone.
Oh, my God.
Forbes.
Guys.
God damn it, Forbes. What do we do?
Help me.
How?
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 I don't know.
Forbes?
Just everybody go inside. Go inside.
Whatever that is up there, it's tearing through him pretty good. Might still be hungry.
Let's just get inside and barricade the cabin.
Poor Forbes.
Guys!
I said poor Forbes!
Dude! This is taking forever. Hey, fucker, can you go for the jugular or something? This is bullshit.
Help me with this bookcase. Okay.
That ought to keep it out.
What the hell was that out there, a bear?
I couldn't really see it in the darkness.
He must be dead by now.
Man, I hope so. That was sick.
Is it gonna come after us next?
Not through this door, it isn't.
What about these windows? Or these balsa wood walls?
Why do you have to be such a buzzkill?
We gotta make a sprint for the car.
Wait, why didn't we just get into the car? Morons!
Everybody panicked the same, even you.
We need to get to that car.
All right. I'm gonna quietly sneak out this window.
Look.
What? Fuck.
Son of a bitch! What the hell is it? Some kind of giant owl?
Oh, that thing just ripped open the engine.
You mean we're stuck here?
It can't be that bad. I need somebody to create a distraction.
Are you kidding?
Lure it away and I'll see if I can start the car.
Evan.
I'll be okay. Don't worry.
You don't know how to fix a car. You don't have any skills.
God damn it, Miley. You can go to hell. Okay?
Okay, buddy. We'll draw it away. How you doing?
How am I doing? Really?
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, great. My pants have been full of shit for the last 6 minutes. Super duper.
Okay. Everybody, out the back door.
There's a back door?
I'll wait till you draw it off and then go out the window.
Okay, buddy. Good luck.
You too.
Okay. Here we go. Quietly.
How are we planning on distracting this thing? Does anybody here know what a plan is?
Yeah, I thought maybe you could admonish it into submission.
Don't you start. I like you. You're the quiet one.
You're really terrible.
Kids, you keep... Ah!
Good God. Mr. Robot Nikes, you startled us.
I startled you. You startled me. What do you do?
There's a wild animal here. It killed our friend.
Wild animal. You are a wild animal. I say no pranks. No fun.
Oh, it's really no fun.
Keep your voice down, Mr. Guy. That thing is a killer.
What? Who are you, what, trying to pull what leg? I am on to you, kid.
Listen.
No, please. You listen. You listen to me. I speak and you listen.
Sir.
No, you are sir us. You, sir. You, I'm sick of this.
Sir.
You kids.
Listen.
What? Listen. What? Listen for what? Hmm? What I listen for? I put my ear and listen for what? What I for listen, huh? What? You for prank me? I for listen for what? What I listen for? Is question what I listen for.
That sound, I guess.
What is that? What is that? Who, what? Oh, here's Boosco! Oh, crap! Oh, you kid! Xenoprog!
Well, distraction accomplished.
This feels more like a diversion than a distraction to me.
Evan, go! Go!
Oh my God, what a mess.
Evan, how bad is it?
Looks like it damaged the manifest plug.
You're an idiot!
I can fix this!
Guys, that thing really is almost finished eating the landlord.
You gotta hurry, Evan.
Oh, sorry, I thought I had loads of time. Man, look at this shit. Oh, why didn't I take auto shop instead of fucking drama?
Hurry! Hurry!
Oh, gee, that's so helpful. So helpful. Thank you for helping. All right, we'll put this here. And
oh, Jesus.
There's more than one.
Evan! Evan!
All right, I'm trying!
Evan!
That should do it. Hey, I think I got it. Let's go!
There's one right behind you.
Evan!
What? Come on, let's go!
Behind you!
Huh? Oh, shit. Man, this got dark real quick. I feel like we haven't even been here 30 minutes.
Evan, I loved him.
Then why did you treat him like shit all the time?
And that's why you'll always be single.
This is a nightmare.
Guys?
What?
There's a whole bunch of those things in the trees. Are we gonna die? Not all of us. Wait for your window.
What are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago.
You mean pull the rod out of your ass?
Miley, don't go out there. Do me a favor. And elevate your expectations of yourselves. Earn this.
Don't. Miley.
Nope. I'm done with this. This is done. Attention, wild things! That's good. Duly noted. Thanks for your violence. We get it. This is your territory. Mea culpa! My friends are just gonna get in that car and drive away. Good? Is that all right with you? You bug-faced sons of bitches! Screw you and the eagles you rode in on! Miley! Miley!
God.
Fly, you fools!
Make a break for it, Skyler! To the car! Go!
Turn over!
They're coming! Go!
The car is fucked! God damn it, Evan! You stupid piece of shit!
What do we do? What do we do?
I don't know!
Oh, thank God, it's the police!
Oh, you think this is helpful?
You in the car, come out with your hands up.
We've got a report of a disturbance in the area. Are you a disturbance?
We can't get out of the car.
Why not? Are you super glued to the seats?
You kids and your pranks. There's monsters out there.
Yeah, a lot of monsters in the world today. Some real sick puppies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're here to help.
Right.
I don't think you understand.
No, I don't think you understand. I said get out of the car with your hands up.
You're in danger.
Get back in your car.
Why is it so difficult for you to understand? We're the police. We have the power.
Oh, my God.
Lord Thunder and Jesus, buddy.
A working vehicle. Should we make a break for it?
Hells yeah! On me! Go! Go, 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 go! Dude, police radio.
Oh yeah.
Calling dispatch. Car something or other calling dispatch.
This is dispatch. Go ahead, car something or other.
Okay, so like, we're the sole survivors of a crazy wild animal attack or something?
Who am I speaking to?
Not a cop. Your cops were killed.
Killed by what?
Hawk bears?
Owl? Skunks?
Flying?
Something?
Mouse pigs, maybe?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Eagle tigers, or
bats?
Monkeys, mouse hawks.
What?
Rabbit moths?
Pterodactyl. A pterodactyl?
Wombats? Kangaroo parachute spiders?
Pterodactyl?
Die Flautermaus in München!
You've been listening to Phantom Signal. Tonight's episode,
Wallaby Albatross?
Nope. Bat People was performed by Andrew Bailey, Jason McDonald, and Tara Travis. Jason handled the script editing and sound and music assembly. Special thanks to all the artists who provided loops and samples on Freesound, Looperman, and Music Radar. Tara Travis is our producer and arranged cleanup of all the guano. Can't just let it sit there. That shit's explosive. This episode was recorded with all the actors in isolation, not because of the pandemic, but because we just fight all the time. Just endless bickering. Just everything ends in a fist fight. It's terrible. Tune in next time for another batty episode. Oh, I'm sorry for that. This episode's already a week late. I'm done. That's the last joke in the barrel. Give us a like on Shut Your Facebook and Insta Potatoes, and please subscribe to the podcast and rate us on your favorite platform. Also, head on over to PhantomSignalRadio.com where you can enjoy various things related to what we do. And if you've got a couple of bucks kicking around, throw it in the pot and help us create more of these terrible little stories. Good night and pleasant dreams. Good.